We are here. I am Bill Lynch, and I'm here with Claude Rosendale, who is the chamber president for the Bartonsdale Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Tourism Oversight Committee for Osage County Chairman. And we're here to talk about Big Heart Day, and I should specify the 2016 63rd annual Big Heart Day, and it is shaping up to be quite the event, Claude.
It really is. If anybody is interested in a really fun-filled family event, then they need to come to Bartonsdale on May the 27th, 28th, 29th for all of the activities that we have.
Now, it is called Big Heart Day, but it actually is, it's the entire weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, which, as you said, is May 27th, 28th, and 29th, and it all begins at 7:15.
Actually, May 27th, we have a golf outing and tournament at the Bartlesville Adams Golf Course. The sign-in time is starting at 7:15 a.m., tee-off time at 8, and then it will have a luncheon at 12:30. And if anybody wants to join that as an individual to be teamed up or sign up as a team, if you can give me a call at a number we'll give you here later, I can direct you to the individual that's running that event. The funds from that goes to the Bartonsdale Educational Foundation and helps the teachers put on special programs and events in the school.
So it's not only a fun event, but it is actually a fundraising event, and it's going to be great for the city of Bartonsdale.
You bet.
And following a little bit later that afternoon, or that evening, I should say, will be the alumni basketball games, and those will be in Bartonsdale at the old field house for all those Bartonsdale alumni. We have two times scheduled. We have the 7 o'clock, which is the women's game, and then the 8 o'clock, which is the men's game.
In particular, you know, folks from Bartonsdale, but you can see a lot of the old high school graduates get out and still play some pretty good basketball on most of the time. So, yes, if you can come out, that is at Gilbert Fieldhouse. The girls' game starting at 7 p.m., girls' game at 8 p.m. Or boys' game at 8 p.m.
Right, and that's a pretty fun event. It's a great opportunity. Even if you just want to go out there and watch the games, it's a good time to go on out there. And then once again, that's in Bartonsdale at the old field house, at the Gilbert Field House in Bartonsdale at 7 p.m., which is the girls' game, and then 8 p.m. Now, Big Heart Day itself, the big day, of course, is Saturday, and it's all going to kick off with the kids' fishing tournament, and that's at 7 a.m. And where are they meeting this year?
It's at Lake Waxahoma, which is about a 45 or 50 acre city lake, about a mile and a half, 2 miles east of Bartonsdale on Highway 11. It's just off the north side of the road. If you go into the Dog Thrasher Creek area, you'll turn left right at Little Dog Thrasher Creek and go 150, 200 yards, and you'll be crossing the low water bridge right behind the dam and go up the hill there. And that's where they'll be meeting and signing in. And that has really grown the last about 3 years, from 20 to 80 participants. We will have four different age groups, and it's all for the younger kids. And I say younger kids, it goes up to about 16 or 18 years old. But four different age groups that will have the largest and most fish champions. All participants receive a really nice gift. I think last year they gave every participant a rod and reel combo set. So the kids come out and really have a ball out there. It just lasts for an hour, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., so be up and around and get there early for the fun-filled fishing tournament.
That's right. And as you mentioned, the participation on that event has grown substantially over the last couple of years. So you want to make sure you get out there early, make sure you get signed up so you guys can get your fishing spot. And followed by that, we do have the Assembly of God breakfast. And then the events kind of just continue out throughout the rest of the day. There's the Terrapin Race and Frog Jump. There is, of course, the Big Heart Parade, who we happen to know who the parade marshals are this year. So, of course, this is kind of an inside joke, but Claude has been named one of the parade marshals, and then Betty Fowler has been named the second parade marshal, which was kind of an interesting turn of events, because you didn't quite meet the criteria, but, you know, you do more than enough for the community of Bartonsdale to be recognized as parade marshal for 2016.
We do try and recognize people that have made pretty substantial contributions to the community, and we kind of have some unwritten guidelines that I couldn't talk people out of nominating me, but I am very honored to be nominated along with Betty Fowler, who has done an awful lot for Barnsdall over the years they have been there. Her and her husband had owned the Barnsdall State Bank and all, and they have done a lot. She has really done a lot in all of the different community organizations and the Barnsdall Education Foundation, et cetera. So I feel really honored to be on the same list as her.
Yes, and of course, the Big Heart Parade will be at 10:30 a.m., so make sure that you get out there just a little bit early so you can get your great seats so you can view the parade. I know there's a lot of people that have signed up so far, but we don't have that complete list, and we probably won't.
We don't have the complete list. Of course, being a political election year, we do have a number of political candidates that will be there. So if you want to meet some of those political candidates, you can have the opportunity that day. I know Republican Convention at least is going to have a booth, and one of the candidates I know has got a separate booth himself that will also be riding in the parade. But yes, there will be a lot of people there overall, and as always, toward the end will be a lot of the local area fire trucks and things of that nature, ambulances and all, that will be in the parade as well. So come out and watch a fairly decent parade.
Exactly. And it, once again, that starts at 10:30 a.m. So recommend you can get out there early. I mean, the day starts at 7 a.m., but you don't need to be out in the middle of downtown probably till about 8 o'clock, maybe closer to 9 o'clock when everything. The events along Main Street actually begin.
Yes. So. Actually, we try and get most of the vendor booths set up and ready to go by 8 o'clock so they can be clearing the vehicles from the street and all. But we have a number of various vendor food booths, a number of booths that you can do your shopping at, various types of things there, as well as just some informational booths, a number of those things that you can walk up and down the street and visit and enjoy almost a fair-like atmosphere there.
Yeah, and of course the events don't stop after the parade. It's kind of when they start to pick up, I would say. The tricycle and the sack race, and then you got the hula hoop contest, followed by the Christian music talent show, which is scheduled for 12:15 and had a lot of participants last year. It was a very successful event.
We have some really talented individuals around the area. I think the majority of our participants last year was from the Bartlesville area. So if you are interested and want to sing, we're still taking nominations or applications for the Christian Talent Singing Contest. We will have the microphones and everything set up where you can bring your CDs to play your background music or whatever for the singing. As we mentioned earlier, all the kids' games, they have a ball. At 9:15 is the frog jump and turtle races, and it's really fun to watch them. They bring their own, and then just a big circle right at the main intersection of Main Street, which we actually have approval to close down part of Main Street from DOT. Just draw a big circle there, and it's a lot of fun when the green bullfrogs start jumping out into the crowd to see the people jumping back and trying to get out of the way or whatever. So plan on that.
That's right. And as we mentioned before, the Christian Music Talent preliminaries will be at 12:15, and then we will have the finales at 8:45 is when it's tentatively scheduled, and that's just a little bit before the grand finale fireworks. But at 1 o'clock, they've got the alumni slow pitch co-ed softball game. Then we have the Mud Pit, which was funny because I remember last year it was even a debate whether or not to even do it again, but it was just so popular. It's just a great opportunity for everybody to go out and just kind of act a fool.
We had a lot of kids and about three times the number of parents there to watch. I was very surprised that it went off as well as it did. So a lot of them get a lot of fun out of getting muddy.
That's what it is. It's one of those things that you grow up and you're always told, don't play in the mud. And then you actually get this opportunity in this real big mud pit when they're like, all right, now's your chance. Go ahead. So make sure you at least come by and check out the mud pit at 2 o'clock. It's a sight to see. So at 3 o'clock, they've got basketball shooting contest, and then Barnesdall School alumni meeting will be at 3 o'clock as well. Leonard Baker will be performing at 7:30 p.m., and that'll be the first time he's performing, but not the last. If you haven't heard Leonard Baker before, he is an incredibly talented artist, and he comes out and he puts on a really, really good show.
Lenny plays a keyboard, and he can sing any type, any and every type of music, basically, and sings it well. We've had him now several years running, and actually at other events through the year as well. So he's really done a good job for us, and it's very enjoyable.
And then, of course, we talked about it just a little bit earlier, the A45, we will have the Christian Music Talent Contest finale. And after that will be the raffle. And, of course, during this entire time period, the booths will be open. They'll have vendors that are available. So you don't have to – you can plan on bringing lunch if you really want to, but you're probably going to want to check out some of the street food because there's a lot of great food that's going on out at Big Heart Day. I know that we've had to start turning food vendors away because there's so many of them. So coming out with your hunger and enjoy a lot of those street vendors that will be out there. And then, of course, the finale will be the grand finale fireworks and the patriotic music, which will be scheduled tentatively at 9:30. Of course, that it just depends on when dark is officially dark. And now things have changed this year. Isn't that right, Claude?
It has a little bit. The vacant lot that we've had at the end of Main Street is having a house built on it and doesn't have the approved distances. The fireworks will actually be held at the football field, but it's all going to be really high-type stuff, you know, that shoots way up in the air and all. And we will still have the patriotic music on the PA system downtown in an effort to try and keep all of our fans and visitors downtown, you know, around the vendors and the booths and things of that nature. But the patriotic music really adds to the fireworks. I don't know how many hundreds of people we've had compliment us on that. It really makes the fireworks in itself. And then also the very end of that fireworks, there should be four big red hearts that will explode up in the air in the heart-shaped form, you know, again, in reference to our Big Heart Day.
Now, and I remember that as we were discussing the fireworks during the chamber meetings, that if you had ended up using the lot and kept fireworks on Main Street, you weren't going to be able to do the big hearts. So now that they've moved up to the high school, they will get to have those high-flying and hopefully less explosion ones and more of the pretty exciting fireworks that everybody loves so very much. And then, of course, after the grand finale, after the fireworks, the party is not over. Leonard Baker will continue the music, and, of course, then they'll have the street dance at 10:30, roughly. And then that is not it, though, because there is activities on Sunday. So American Legion Post 227 will have their Memorial Day services at the Ethel Reese West Cemetery. So just because the events of Saturday, all the celebration and everything takes place, don't forget that Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock is the American Legion Post Memorial Day service. Of course, this is because it is Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend. There's the reason why we celebrate the life of everybody, but we also have to celebrate those that we've lost. So make sure you stick around or come back out for the American Legion Post Memorial Day service out at the Ethel Reese West Cemetery at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Now
it really is a very nice recognition of the veterans and the fallen soldiers that have paid their lives for our freedom. So it'd be nice for anybody that can to come out Sunday afternoon and watch that.
And now there is, of course, the main reason this is all possible is because of sponsors. Now we mentioned before, I don't think we've talked about it too much, but we will have t-shirts again this year at the Big Heart Day.
Yes, we will have event t-shirts
and
that day.
The fishing tournament will have their own t-shirts. So the kids that are involved in the fishing tournament.
The winners will be given a t-shirt that is, it'll have the same front design for Big Heart Day, but on the back of it will have a different design for the fishing tournament itself, fishing tournament champions and all. So, yes.
But the Big Heart Day T-shirts will be available, and they're getting made as we speak, actually. And we do want to thank some of the sponsors. So who do we got in our gold category, Claude?
Well, we have three levels of sponsor, the gold being those that have donated the most, and that is Osage County Tourism and Miller Pump Systems. And Miller Pump System is specifically a sponsor of the fishing tournament. And then we go into a silver sponsor level, which includes Performance Operating Company, Baker Hughes Incorporated, Affordable Foods, local grocery store, Enbridge Energy Company Incorporated, the Osage Nation, Cherokee Casino, Ramona, American Heritage Bank, Verdigris Valley Electric Cooperative, Grand Resources Incorporated, Kennedy Trailer / PJ Trailers, and RCB Bank of Skytook and Windstream Communications are all the silver sponsors. Then we have a list of bronze sponsors as well that includes both businesses and individuals. Lakeside Chiropractic and Rehab in Skytook, the Tulsa Federal Credit Union out of Skytook, Public Service Company of Oklahoma, Stump Barnstall Funeral Home, the Barnstall Nursing Home, the First National Bank of Sedan, Osage Casinos, Community Cablevision, Tom and Gloria Blackwell, Betty Fowler and Claude Rosendale, J.D. and Susan Cole, Beverly Taylor Insurance in Skytook, Pawhuska Hometown Foods in Pawhuska, American Bank of Oklahoma in Skytook, and then Brock Moore and Jason Morris have all helped support the event. It does cost quite a bit to put on all this events and activities that's going on, and those are the folks that help make Big Heart Day possible.
That's right, and the most important part about Big Heart Day is, of course, everybody that's going to be attending, which I'm sure everyone listening will be attending Big Heart Day this year. And once again, the dates for that are Memorial Day weekend, Friday, May 27th, Saturday, May 28th, and Sunday, May 29th. On Friday, as we mentioned before, is just the golf tournament and then the alumni basketball game. So if you don't want to enroll in the golf tournament at Adams Golf Course here in Bartlesville, then you need to go on out and spectate the alumni basketball games on Friday, and then the majority of the events will be taking place on Saturday. So make sure you bring out your sunscreen, make sure you grab a bottle of water, and make sure you come on out and expect some excitement on Saturday afternoon. And then, of course, the memorial service from the American Legion Post 227 will have their Memorial Day services at 2 p.m. at the Ethel Reist West Cemetery there in Barnstall. So come on out to Big Heart Day. Anything else you got to add, Claude?
If you have any questions, just give the Chamber of Commerce a call at 918-847-2202, and we'll help you in any way we can, and we hope to see you all around.